Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we are so grateful for the Word of God. We're so grateful for this magnificent book that I call the Owner's Manual for Life. I am so grateful, Father, that you've given us this book, and we live in a day when we can read this book in its entirety, and we can study it and read it and have it taught to us by the Holy Spirit, so we can live a great and mighty life. Lord, praise you and thank you for this word. As the word goes out today, Lord, may you quicken it to the hearts and minds of the men and women that will hear these mighty things today, that they might act on these words of yours and see you do great and mighty things. I praise you, Father, for the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now this week, I have decided this week that I'm going to teach you a little bit more about the power of the tongue. I have come to realize that the world that I live in and the world that you live in is the world that you have spoken into existence by your own tongue. Now, I didn't know for about the first 45 or 50 years of my life the importance of what I said, although I had learned at a very early age from my mother to always say what I want and to not speak evil about people. Now, I remember a story my mother told me, and she didn't understand these principles very well, but she knew that God's word was true and we were supposed to speak good things. My mother told me about a woman that used to live next door to them when they lived way down in South Texas years and years ago, close to the Gulf Coast somewhere down in there, in a fairly small town. This has been many years ago, 60 years ago. But my mother said that there was a woman that lived next door to them that was always making fun of the woman next door to them because she had a handicapped child. And she said she would laugh at her and make fun of her. My mother said, I kept telling her, you know, you shouldn't do that. You should speak nice to that lady and not speak all those bad things, because said that really hurts her when you laugh at her child that's handicapped. Well, the woman didn't see a thing wrong with it, so she just continued to laugh at her. And then a year or so later, this lady, she was married and she became pregnant. And when she had a baby, the baby she had was handicapped just like the one that she had laughed at. And I'm telling you, mother said she wasn't laughing anymore. Well, we do not realize the power of our words. The Lord says in his book, in the book of Proverbs, he says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and every man shall eat the fruit of his tongue. Now, right here in Proverbs chapter 18, before I get to this verse that I just quoted to you in 18:21, I want to read a few other things that the Lord has to say about words. Now, I've come to realize that our mouth is either the best friend we have or the worst enemy that we have. And I'm beginning to believe that as a rule for most of us, it is our worst enemy. Now, in Proverbs 18:4, it said, the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. What that means is that if you speak with your lips, you will actually call people to beat up on you. It says a fool's mouth is his destruction. In other words, your mouth can actually get you killed, either in the flesh realm or in the spirit world. Either one. Most of us have grown to know what happens in the spirit, in the flesh world. But it took me most of my life to figure out what happens when I say the wrong things with my mouth in the spirit world. But this week I plan to go into that in great detail. It says a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. A fool's mouth is his destruction. You stop to think how, with your mouth, you can kill and destroy your flesh. And even, it says, his lips are the snare of his soul. In other words, your man, your will, and your emotions. Your mouth can destroy your soul, or your man, your will, and your emotions. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost part of the belly. I used to hear a story when I was a child, and I've heard it many times when I was younger, when they say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Now, let me tell you, that is from the devil itself. Yes, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can kill you. I mean, they can kill you, spirit, soul, and body. Because Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You got to realize that as we go into the teaching this week, talking about the tongue, with what I've learned about the tongue and how it sets you up for a fall in the spirit world to allow Satan to come in and to make you sick and afflict you and torment you, and he does it all because of your spoken words. Now, the thing I'm going to do my best to get across to you this week, and I'm going to say this many times this week so you will get it. When Jesus said it is finished on the cross, he meant your salvation was finished, your healing was finished, you no longer should have pain. He bore your pain on the cross. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes you were healed. He saved you. He healed you. He delivered you from the forces of darkness, and then gave you everything that was available to Jesus. He made it available to you and I in the spirit world, just exactly like he made it available to Jesus. If I had known those things when I was a younger man, my life as I grew up would have been entirely different. But nobody ever taught me these things. And I'm sure the reason they didn't teach them to me is because they didn't know them either. But I have had direct revelation from the Lord. And as I have read his word, he has called these things out to me. And I have taught these principles to many a person. And I have learned them myself. I've acted upon what I'm going to tell you this week myself, and I've seen the Lord do great and mighty things. So by faith, all things are possible if you learn to talk. But you must learn to speak God's word, and God's word only. All foolish talking and jesting, like Ephesians chapter 5, says you must not let that once be named among you. That's got to be one of the most difficult things that I have ever done, is learn how to reprogram myself for speaking, to make sure that I know what I'm going to say before I open my mouth. It's so easy to say the wrong things. Now, if a man will learn to control his words, I'm going to show you what the Word of God says in Proverbs 4. Now, we're going to start out here in verse 20 in Proverbs 4. The Word of God declares, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. In other words, his words or saying are very, very, very important. And they're so important, the Lord told us, let these words or these sayings not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, why in the world is it so important to keep God's word and his sayings in the midst of your heart? Because in verse 22, he says, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In other words, words are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I thought, from what the world says, the best health package you can have is have a great HMO plan. But obviously, according to God's word, that's not true. Now, I had that HMO plan many, many years of my life, and I used it a few times, but I didn't know what God's Word said about healing. I did not know that Jesus was the healer. I didn't know that if I stand on His Word with no doubt in my heart, that literally He is the God that heals all of my diseases. I have to trust Him. I have to know His Word. But when I call Him in remembrance of His promises, He always shows up and does what He says He will do. Now then, these words, "For these words of mine are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." So it says in Proverbs 4:23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it," or your heart or your spirit, "are the issues of life." And then look at this next statement in verse 24. "Put away from thee a froward or deceitful mouth, and perverse lips, put them far from you." He says, "Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before thee." In other words, he's trying to tell us here that we don't want to get off the path. We want to speak the words of God. Now, the Word of God declares that the angels even hearken to God's Word spoken in the earth today. Well, how is God's Word spoken in the earth today? It's spoken by the believers. As we quote God's mighty Word, the angels hearken to His Word to watch over His Word and to perform it. And so as you speak things, they will watch over you and they will protect you. But you must learn how to talk. When you speak God's Word, those mighty beings, these flames of fire, these angels, sons of God, these giant, miraculous beings of great grandeur, they watch over us and protect us, and they do a much better job when we ask them. In fact, it is absolutely amazing what you can do when you learn that these angels are here, and they're here to help you. Praise the Lord Jesus. We'll continue on tomorrow. I'd like to invite you to our church. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. If you're going up 35E, when you get to Walnut Hill, you exit and go east 4 blocks and to a Shady Trail, turn right, and we're about 300 yards down on the right at 10921 Shady Trail. Now, we'd also like to invite you to our healing school. We have a healing school at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas, the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 1 p.m., the second Saturday of every month, and there we teach you how to be healed and how to walk in divine health. Since I've learned these things, I have been able to walk with God and walk in divine health for the last 20-plus years. So I've learned what it takes to not give place to the devil. So come to our healing school. Praise the Lord Jesus.